AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Regulators have given full approval to Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock.
We want to underscore that our efforts to move as quickly as possible have in no way sacrificed scientific standards or the integrity of our process.
And she's hoping the approval will push more people to get the vaccine.
For some, an FDA-approved COVID vaccine may instill in them the confidence to go and get vaccinated.
I'm Shelley Adler.
John Kirby at the Pentagon says the Defense Department has been waiting for this. All service members will be required to receive the vaccine.
So it's important to remind everyone that these efforts ensure the safety of our service members and promote the readiness of our force, not to mention the health and safety of the communities around the country in which we live.
New York City says all public school teachers and other staffers will have to get vaccinated against the coronavirus at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
Since the end of July, we have relocated approximately 42,000 people. Since the beginning of evacuation operations on August 14th, we have evacuated approximately 37,000.
Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says more people are getting out, but the Taliban signaled they might soon try to shut down the evacuation. Today is cleanup day from what was Henri in places like Monroe Township, New Jersey.
It's a mess. I mean, the water was coming in through, I don't know even how the water gets in, I tell you honestly, because it was in the closets, all over the floors. It was above my ankles. I was, it was just a horrible mess.
Power is out in parts of New England. An internal probe clears a Capitol police officer in the shooting death of a woman, Ashley Babbitt, in the Capitol on the day of the January riot. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Some British officials want a bigger troop presence in Afghanistan.
Some military leaders say Britain should keep troops at Kabul airport to continue the evacuation effort, even if the Americans leave. But Armed Forces Minister James Heapy says there is a hard reality that there will be no international airlift without the way the US is underpinning it. Heapy adds an agreement with the Taliban would also be needed for an extension. Britain says its forces have evacuated some 5,700 people, chiefly UK citizens and Afghans, from Kabul in the last 10 days. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A British judge ruled songs by punk trailblazers The Sex Pistols can be used in an upcoming TV series, despite the opposition of former frontman John Lydon, once known as Johnny Rotten. The Disney-backed series is based on a memoir by ex-Pistols guitarist Steve Jones. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.